אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Israeli archaeologists have found dozens of Dead Sea Scrolls fragments belonging to a biblical text among a trove of ancient artifacts. It believed the treasures were hidden in the desert caves during a Jewish revolt against Rome nearly 1,900 years ago. The discovery comes as a win for the Israel Antiquities Authority, who've been racing against antiquities robbers. You just heard them saying, this is so exciting, this is incredible, beautiful. And in the canyons of the Judean desert south of Jerusalem, a group of Israeli archaeologists have been mapping hundreds of caveside hollows along an 80-kilometer strip. Most often the caves were filled with centuries-old debris and sand, but recently new pieces of scrolls and parchments appeared on the black market. An Israel Antiquities Authority, Chaim Cohen, says it hinted robbers had uncovered some bounty.
A lot of years of that looters are coming in the caves to loot all the amazing stuff, coins, basketries, clothes, and scrolls, of course, inside the cave. IAA went to survey and excavate in the caves in the desert to find these artifacts before the looters.
So the authorities team boosted their efforts and were rewarded when they found scrolls, including the earliest known copies of biblical text. Dead Sea Scrolls researcher with the authority, Oren Abelman, says it's the first time new scrolls have been found in the area in 60 years.
It's important also because this is the first time when such fragments are found in an excavation and brought straight here to our laboratory, which meant that we have better documentation of their condition than any other previous discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls.
So the Dead Sea Scrolls are a collection of ancient Jewish texts first found by a local Bedouin nomads in the caves of Qumran in 1947. They provided insights into Jewish society and religion before and after Jesus. And the Israel Antiquities Authority's latest discoveries belong to the same collection.
Found one fragment with from the book of Zechariah, chapter 8, verses 16 to 17. We also found another small fragment from the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 5. These were parts of a longer scroll that contained all the 12 minor prophets in a translation into Greek.
In 1961, Israeli archaeologist Yohanan Aharoni excavated a cave south of Jerusalem known locally as the Cave of Horrors because there were 40 bodies of Jews, women, men and children were found there. They were killed by the Romans almost 2,000 years ago. And he found parchment fragments of a scroll from a book in the Hebrew Bible, the 12 Minor Prophets. Oren Abelman says it's a book the 18 newly discovered fragments are related to.
So these are new pieces of the puzzle, and we can add them to our greater picture of the period and of the text. And even though these pieces are small, they did give us some new information that we did not know before.
So experts believe these pieces were hidden in the cave between 132 and 136 AD during an armed Jewish uprising against the reign of Emperor Hadrian.
The cultural world of the rebels of the Bar Kokhba revolt. Many times these rebels are thought to be specifically very nationalistic Hebrew speaking Jews, but what we see here is that they also spoke Greek, that they read in Greek, and that they had their scriptures in Greek sometimes. Greek was kind of the common language of the time, like kind of a bit like English is an international language today.
and alongside the Roman era artifacts were far older discoveries, like a 6,000-year-old mummified skeleton of a child and an immense complete woven basket from the Neolithic period dating back 10,500 years. Eitan Klein is the deputy head of the authorities' theft prevention unit. He says that they found in the sweep of more than 500 caves that they will be significant in understanding the quality of the scrolls and how they deteriorate.
A survey in this scale was never conducted in the Judean desert. We surveyed more than 100 kilometers of the cliffs of the Judean desert, and you can see the results.
So we still wait and see what other treasures will be discovered in the Judean desert. And I'd like to thank Nadine Silva from SBS News for writing the story.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.